Hello.
Hello, this is Sarah, giving you a courtesy call back from customer support, and so you place your number on our callback list here.
Okay, great. Got a question. I'm getting charges on my card, and it looks like it's just a reoccurring monthly charge, but I'm not receiving any merchandise.
Okay, let me pull up the account. Can I get your zip code?
I'm here in Canada, so it's a postal code.
Okay, let me try your first and last name then.
Okay, first name is Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Last name is King, K-I-N-G.
Okay. Verify your address for me for security purposes.
It is 600 Hillcrest Road, St. John, New Brunswick.
Okay, thank you so much. So, yes, ma'am, I do show here that you're part of the VIP membership program where you're for Elite 14 where you're receiving leggings.
Okay. No, I haven't received any merchandise, but I'm still being charged. How does that work?
It should be coming to your address. It's 600 Hillcrest Road, right?
Yes. Now, on the 2nd of June, I sent an email saying to cancel all future subscriptions.
You have to call in for that. You can't.
Oh, well, I got an email back that stated that as of that date, everything was being basically nothing was being charged to my credit card.
All right, let me see. Let me see if we have any access to that. Give me one second.
Like I said, I did receive acknowledgement that it was. Like I said, that was June the 2nd of 2020 that I received the email back saying there'd be no future. Now, I didn't know if you guys just hold that all into a pot and I've got credit sitting there for me to order leggings or how it works, right?
I'm still here. Give me one second. Still here, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, I pulled it up here. Yes, ma'am. So, each month it bills you, you have to take a code that gets sent in your email, and you have to go to the website to get to pick out what leggings you want to come for the month.
Okay. But now, so, like I said, I've got this email in front of me from this guy named Alex on the 2nd of June saying this email is to inform you that your subscription status has been recently updated and any ongoing or all future charges have been canceled.
Right, I see that, but it shows that you signed back up on June 26th. So June 2nd it was canceled, and then there was another transaction signed up for the VIP membership back on June 26th.
And that was not me.
Okay, so are you claiming fraud today?
Yes, I am.
All right, let me send you over to the fire department. Give me 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for being very patient. I'm just notating the full account for you so I can send you over to the VAR department. They'll be able to investigate the situation, and they can basically track down the IP address, which was the computer or the mobile device that it's whoever signed back up on June 26th.
Yeah, it don't make sense for me to cancel it and then 3 weeks later to sign back up again. And like I said, and my address in the system is correct, so I should be receiving something, which I haven't. I haven't received any merchandise at all.
Yeah, because it doesn't send it to you. It's your responsibility to go online to pick out which pair of leggings you want. We don't send them out monthly. We give you a code each month that you pay the $49.99, and you go to the site to pick out. So you have a credit on the site right now of like $300-something for some leggings.
Yeah.
But since you're claiming fraud, that's what we're going to go ahead and do is send you over. I just have to finish noting.
Yeah.
Thank you for being patient.
Yeah, because I noticed the last came out as of the 23rd of November. The last payment came out. I got my credit card, right? So that's what it looks like. It's just a reoccurring monthly thing. So are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm just notating
your
account.
Oh, no, I was just sitting there, just thinking. So basically what you're saying is now I can go into your site and order $300-some worth of clothes because that's what I have there as a credit, and then how would I cancel my account after that?
You just call us.
Okay, so you guys work basically the same way as Fabletics is what I'm getting. Every month I pay a certain amount, and it sits in there if I do not pick out a pair of leggings and have it sent to me. Is
yes,
that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But if you're claiming fraud, though, on the June 26th one, I'm sending you over.
Yeah.
If not, you
yeah.
can do the credits.
Yeah.
All right. Well, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, but I'll go ahead and get you over.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, I got that supervisor available now, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, yes, ma'am. Thank you for being very patient with me and letting me look into this for you.
No problem. Thank you. Have a great Christmas. Mm-hmm.
You did the same, and thank you for reaching out to customer support.
You're welcome. Hello?
I'm about to get you over, ma'am. You'll hear music in the background. Give me one
okay,
second. I'm not going to hang up on you.
All right. Thanks, sweetheart.
I'm sorry, ma'am, because actually my computer froze when I was trying to transfer you, so I'm still here.
Aren't
I'm
they
just
great
gonna...
when they work?
I know, right? It's when you don't want them to, they always want to mess up.
Yeah, they're so great when they work, and then when they break and you crash, everybody may as well just go home.
There you go. Especially this time of year, too. Everything gets a little crazy.
Oh, of course
that
it does.
That just adds on to it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've got a house full of disgruntled puppies today. They won't stop barking. I'm like,
Oh, you got puppies? Aw.
Yeah, they're Yorkies.
Oh, that is so freaking cool.
Yeah, I got four little ones. I rehomed some mamas, and they only weigh like 6 pounds each.
Oh, that is so.
They're sweet.
That's me.
Certain days when you're stressed out, and I think that's it. They're just picking up on it, right? So.
Right, at the right
time.
Time
to throw them all in the car and say, let's go for a car ride. Let's go grab Tim Hortons coffee.
There you go. Okay. All right, so I think I got it on pause. I actually had to exit out and then go back to it.
So basically, our mamas be better off to go in and do a $300-some-odd shopping trip and then phone back and go, now cancel my subscription.
If you want to.
Seeing as it's Christmas, that's what I will do. I'll just go in and order some stuff, and like I said, with my credit, and then I'll just call back and I'll just cancel it from there rather than fooling around reimbursing with the card. Because I ran into the same thing with Fabletics. I canceled with them, and then they were still charging me that month, and they're like, oh, yeah, you got $500-some-odd banked, and I'm like, oh, geez, I thought, you're taking off my credit card, and I was out my money. They said, no, your money is here. It just sits in your account.
Right, yeah. And you have to pick out, because we don't want to send out some leggings you don't really want, so
perfect.
It lets you pick
them
out.
No, because I'm thinking, where are these leggings going? Because I went in and checked, and I'm like, well, they got my mailing address. I didn't realize, well, I guess you wouldn't send out if I didn't order, right? But I was just trying to figure out when I canceled, and unless there was, like I said, misunderstanding, if I went in there and clicked on it by mistake or something, like on the 26th of June, but that don't make sense to me. But won't you just let me go shopping, and then I'll call you guys back, and I'll cancel it once my account that you guys have holding for me is zeroed out.
Okay, well, sounds good. Well, you just let us know if you have any other issues.
I will, girl. I'm going to sit down now, I think, with a cup of coffee and see if I can do some shopping. Of course I can do shopping, right?
Right.
All right, sweetheart. Well, thank you so much for everything you've done, and you have a great Christmas, okay?
You're welcome, Miss King, and you do the same. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.